Hello, and thank you everybody for joining in. Welcome into the V Spot. It is your girl Change Vow, and I am so excited to be here. If you guys are following us, we are also live on Facebook underneath the V Spot, and I'm just going to go in and I'm going to share so people can know that we are here. It looks like we actually have a comment. I'm not too sure why the comments are not popping up. We may have to scroll down. Baby, can you do that? You know, I really, really, really.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So give us a second. Make sure you guys tune in. Let us know where you are watching us from. It says that it's a comment, though, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. You see the... Normally that just pops up. There it is. Hi, Princess Diamond. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you guys and thank you so much. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So Papa, welcome to the world of podcasting and Facebook Lives.
Not blogs.
Not blogs. No, Facebook Lives. So thank you so much for that. Somebody else just came in. As you guys come in, just say hello. I promise we will go back and we will say hello as well and look into it. So it's been a while since I have done a podcast. If you have been following me on the V-Spot, you know, I am on all podcasting apps, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those, right? So if you, oh, thank you.
Homemade.
So this is Papa's, no, she was on the live when I made your shirt.
Oh.
So this was Papa's shirt that we made yesterday. So yes, that is his shirt. And yes, I am always cold. Always, always, always. Always, 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 always cool. So that is the shirt that I have on today. But, you know, we're just here. We're going to talk. We're going to speak about some things. And prayerfully, the podcast does not stop while I am going in between. Okay, so, Papa, you want to tell the people about yourself really quick, just a little bit? Other than we are the Rosarios. Yes, we are. So we are the Rosarios. Us. Soon to be. Soon to be. Almost 2 years in. Engaged for. Or not even engaged for 3 weeks. But the actual act of the engagement took place 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also on Facebook. So you guys can see that as well. And decided to do the podcast, right? Decided to do the podcast, marriage and ministry. If you guys watch, I talk about marriage and ministry a lot. And we'll go back into that as well, too. So, Papa, thank you so much. So, Papa, tell us or tell the people. You don't even have to tell them about yourself because we'll get there. But the topic for tonight is love and support. So what made you say that you wanted to do our first podcast on love and support?
I was just hearing some really concerning things on the radio.
And the soda bottle falls.
Yeah, soda bottle falls. and it just brought this up to my attention. What do we expect in any status or any level of relationships? You know, as far as love and support, like, is it always just one thing? Is it many things? You know, how do we know what we want? Do we really know what we want? Because now I think about it, you didn't even want a big kind of engagement thing.
No, but, I did not.
But you said the way it was perfect, and it was way bigger than you expected.
Well, it was everything, and we will show that as well. We'll have a conversation on that. But The engagement was everything that I did not think I needed.
Yeah, she just wanted me to give it to her in the car.
I was like,
while she was driving,
I said, oh, we don't have to do, you know, mm-hmm. we don't have to do that. We don't have to go through all of that. You don't have to get on one knee. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I know for a fact that this is where I want to be. You know, so that was what I said. That was what I did. But the engagement, which we will show once we set up, you know, the StreamYard, so we'll be able to share the pages and things like that, and the YouTube page, because that will be coming up as well. But it was everything that I did not think I wanted. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Because I thought, right, we were in church, you know, we were in church, and Papa went up, and he went up, and it was on a men's Sunday. So I'm saying, he just, you know, giving his testimony. It just giving his testimony, and he went up there and he started talking. And for those who watched the video, please make sure you watch the video. I'll even try to, like, tag it so it can be on the top of the page. And then he called me up. So I'm still like completely, I'm crying. Family done came. Family that does not come. They done came to church. They attend church, but they don't come to our church. And they're there. And this, I'm still like, he's just giving his testimony. And then, boom, out of nowhere, he goes down on one knee and sets the entire church on fire. You're right. So that was it. So I posed the question onto Facebook a couple of minutes ago, and I said, what do you think love and support, what do you think love and support is, right? And somebody said, being there. See, my fear is that if I cut this off.
Yeah, no, that's what they said, being there.
Showing up. So, and how does one show up? How do you think that someone is supposed to show up for you?
See, but that goes back to, do you know how do you want someone to show up? Do you really know how you want somebody to show up? Like, do we know ourselves enough to say, hey, look, this is what I want? You know what I mean? Going into a relationship, what do you really, really want? What do you need? You're not gonna get everything you want 100%. You know, that's 100. You're not going into a relationship, you're not gonna get, you know, somebody exactly like your mom that cooks every day or cooks, does all the laundry and does all this other stuff for you every single day. You're not gonna get all of those things. So how do you narrow that down so you can find the ideal person?
So Princess says, being supportive of your goals and dreams. So that's considered love, because, you know, if you're supporting, girl, don't hype Papa up, child. So Princess says Papa is preaching. So, but yes, I definitely agree. You know, the strong thing about love is being supportive of someone's goals and dreams. Because if we're not being supportive of one another, like, why are we here? Mm-hmm. Why are we here and what are we doing? And I can say that I love you 1,000,000 times. Now. Do y'all remember this Tyler Perry movie? Papa, did we watch the Tyler Perry movie? With Taraji, when she held that man down, acrimony. It was called acrimony or something like that. She held that man down for 18, 19 years. And then she left him because he had a dream of, you know, he was trying to put something together, right? Computers or something. And she left him, and then he finally made it big. Mm-hmm. So then she thought that she deserved all of that because he put her, because she stayed around and she waited. Mm-hmm. So when he finally did get his stuff together, she's like, oh no, this is mine. Everything is mine. Everything belongs to me. Is that considered love and support, or is that considered love and support to stick around with someone for so long and then leave them because they did not reach the potential that you thought.
Well, I think that whole situation is selfish. I think if you're in a relationship because you're like, hey, look, I'm going to be in this relationship and you're going to get to a certain level. You got to make a doctor and have your own practice and those other stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to stay home and support you that way. And then when it doesn't work out, you leave. And then it happens after you leave. No, you didn't. I don't think it's something. Hey, well, look, you know, well, I was there for the first 10 years. No, but you wasn't there when he really needed you. When, you know, the stuff hit the fan and it was times got rough. You said, hey, look, I'm going to go find somebody else to support. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that it's unfortunately that happens a lot because people don't have this real conversation of what do you expect? You know what I mean? Hey, I expect you to be there and support me while I'm going out there and working 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day.
But what would be support? So really quick, I'm so sorry. Hi, cousin. So cousin Serena is on the line. So this is Papa in the flesh. So cousin is the one who gave us grandma's baby.
Oh, thank you.
So grandma's baby is my friend baby. It's the cat. So thank you, cousin, for the cat. But wait, let's go up.
Do we have her address or can we mail her back?
No, we can't mail her back.
Do you want her back?
So wait, so let's go up. Acrimony is crazy. And then Princess says something else, but the comments are coming up. Sorry, guys. We're reading the comments as you are doing it. She said to weather each other's storm. Now
that was Ron Watt.
Oh, Ron. Hey, Brother Ryan. That's Brother Ryan.
Oh, what's up, Brother Ryan?
Hey, bro. To weather each other's storm. And then Princess said making time for one another.
Those are all great points. And I think those are all really...
She said, don't leave me while I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And then want to come back once I make it. Because that's what happened in Acrimony. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, she stayed. How many years was it, Princess? She stayed with that man for like 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
He had several jobs, but his thought process of getting this dream off the ground was what he really thrived on, right? So she left him. And then finally, what he wanted came true. And then once it came true, then she came back saying, I am old, all of this stuff, because I stayed with you while you were down. That's another story, y'all. Yes, over 10 years. That is another story for another day. We will actually dig deeper into that.
I would actually watch the movie.
And Papa will watch the movie, but we're going to actually put that on our list of things, of topics to talk about, because it's right. Do you feel like you're old? Because some people feel entitled. Mm-hmm. Some people say, well, I was with you for 8 years and you did nothing. And then all of a sudden you got with this person and you guys are living a lavish life. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be my life.
No, that's the thing. That's selfishness. That's not love. You know what I mean? That's not being there for someone. That's saying, hey, look, I'm owed this because of this. You know, I did this, so you're supposed to. That's a job. That's payment. You know?
Yeah.
You're expecting payment for services rendered, and, you know, you left before payment was due.
For services rendered.
Services rendered.
That's
You know.
That's your new word.
That's a new phrase. Yeah.
Services rendered.
Services rendered. So, yeah, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people get into marriages and relationships expecting to grow and, you know, have to pretty much feed off of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not really try to support them so they can build as a family, but support them so that, you know, he or she doesn't have to do much in the future. So they're going to say, hey, look, this person's working hard at XYZ to push our business. So I'm going to stay here and fight with them and then expect to do nothing besides that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's good. That support is good. You know, if you're working 18 hours a day, 12 hours a day, and you have somebody that can help with washing the dishes and, you know, day-to-day things like ironing or just laundry, that helps, because then you don't have to worry about that. That's one less thing you have to worry about. So
that's considered love and support. And yes, Princess, you're right. She was in it for the wrong reasons. So that is considered love and support. For the people that's on here, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on here. And if you are listening in on the podcast, if you guys can please like and share just so we can get this out there so people can chime in. Because we really want to know. We these are things that we talk about on the couch anyway. So why not go ahead and pull it in? So Princess says, if we are married, we're supposed to support each other through the tough times and the good times. Pick me up when I fall down. Correct. So that is the expectation of marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And many of you guys know we are currently in our premarital counseling. So, you know, this is one of the things as well that one of the questions that was given to us is, what is your expectations mm-hmm. of your marriage? What are you expecting out of your marriage? And I honestly could not give anything. Mm-hmm. Because, and I don't, you know, and you know, I could not give anything because I don't know what to expect. I mean, I expect for us to make it. I expect for us to not give up. I expect for us to not throw in a towel. So, you know, when the question was brought about to me, I said, I don't know. Right?
Yeah. Okay. However, my question was awesome. My answer was awesome. I'm just toot toot, just a little toot toot. Sorry.
Papa is tooting his horn for those who are listening in on the podcast.
Yeah. Sorry. It's too much.
Brother Ron says, I believe that you have to study each other, to know each other. Bishop always says, to know the one you labor among. Yes.
To know the ones who labor
among you. Yes.
Absolutely. And I think you do have to know each other. You also have to understand that, unfortunately, relationships are...
their work.
It's called a labor of love. Jesus, you know how he showed his love besides dying on the cross? He washed his disciples' feet. You know what I mean? So we have to learn how to serve each other. So if we go into the marriage or engagement, relationship, with the expectation of, I'm going to give 110%. I'm going to serve 110%. Then I'm serving her needs, and then she's serving my needs. Because we're not thinking about, oh my God, what am I getting? We're thinking about, oh my God, what am I giving?
Uh-huh.
You know, so I told you my answer was the best. But essentially, that's where, you know, that's one, how we grow. Because as people, that's not normally how we think. Our first question, or our first thing is, well, what do you expect? Well, I expect for her to cook and clean and do laundry and do that stuff. And then, well, I expect for him to go to work and to work 12 hours and pay all the bills. And those are normal expectations that people think about, but no one really thinks about the nitty-gritty. All that stuff is easy. That stuff is easy. Paying the bills is easy. Doing the laundry is easy. When was the last time you thought about, let me run a bath for her because she was at work all day? You know what? Let me make her coffee in the morning so that when we leave, she's not every morning, but...
It was. When I was drinking it every day, I would have coffee every single morning. And I was like, Jesus, who's this man? Who this?
But it's just knowing, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is our schedule. What's going to help make that schedule better? You know, she'd be upstairs doing the laundry, ironing, getting our stuff ready for work. I'll go downstairs and make breakfast sandwiches, coffee,
mm-hmm.
tea, making
hey,
sure
Trey.
That stuff is good.
Trey is here.
Hi. things of that nature. And a lot of people think that all that stuff is hard and that's the hard work. No, the hard work is actually saying, you know what? I'm going to serve. I expect nothing. I don't want anything. I'm not looking for anything. I could do all this stuff myself. You know, I'm so grateful for my mom. She taught me how to cook. She taught me how to clean. She taught me how to take care of myself. I can wash my own clothes.
Is it much easier when somebody else does it?
When someone else does it? Absolutely. You know, but I say all that to say that my expectation in my relationship is to serve and to meet her needs. And I think I scared my bishop with that. He was like, wait, what? You guys are too well adjusted. He got scared. He's a little scared.
Shameless plug. Big up to Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. and Lady Kelly Burke of Victory Outreach Ministries, 1318 South 52nd Street. And also my bishop and spiritual father, who was also giving us the premarital counseling.
And preach the word today.
And preach an amazing, 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 amazing word today. He's actually been on that for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I love, quick sidebar, I love when it's so passionate that he's like, I'm not going to rush this. I'm going to wait till next week. I'm going to finish it next week. So we were able to finish it. And it was just an amazing, amazing, amazing service. So shameless plug. Anyone looking for a church home, definitely make Victory Outreach Ministries your home or come and visit us. We would love to have you. And that's considered love and support. Yep. And love and support doesn't only go with marriage and ministry, mm-hmm. right? Because that's pretty much what we are focusing on, because the marriage, and I am in ministry heavy, and we discussed that, and Papa also has an extensive background in ministry, and that was one of the things that drew us to each other, or at least for me, when we first started dating, because I said to him, like, listen, all I know is church. I don't know.
She wasn't lying.
I don't.
No lies at all. Very truthful.
I said, I don't know nothing else. I don't know nothing else. All I know.
I would drop her off and drive off. And speed off.
That is, but here's where love and support came in.
Squealing tires and all.
But this is where love and support came in at, right? You guys ready? And podcast, are you guys ready? This is where the love and support factor came in. I would come home and I would talk to him about service. And he said after Mother's Day, remember? Mm-hmm. It was after Mother's Day that he was going to come to service because of the of what I spoke about with my church and with, you know, my bishop and our church family, his church family now as well, our church family. And you know, I wasn't trying to push him in, but because I was so about my church and because he loved me and he wanted to support me and what it was that I did, he came. And he came, and he hasn't left yet. So.
Officially, it's been how long?
Official, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not almost 2 years. Almost a year, right? No, because we're going into 2 years.
We've been together for almost 2 years. I've been a member of the church for 8 months.
Maybe 8-9 months almost.
Something
like that. So he has been, you know, he has been, and that was because he, the love and support that he had for me. And I'm grateful. And I'm so grateful. And I tell him all the time that I am grateful that he's here, because I was not leaving my church, y'all. I cannot see sitting up underneath someone's teachings. I just can't, because we get meat where we live. You know, we get meat. We get fed good. There is no milk that we're receiving. You know, it's the hard stuff. Stay ouch and grow. And I couldn't see myself going somewhere else and possibly trying to get that same living word. So I'm so grateful that he, you know, that through his love and through his support of me and my ministry, that he came. And here we are. And here we are. That's pretty much how it went. So, Papa, you stated before we even got online and before we started talking, you stated that the judge show. So we're going to dig into that.
So this show, I didn't hear all the show. I didn't hear all the whole entire context.
Was it on TikTok?
Snippet. No, it was on the radio.
Okay.
Or it could have been something that I was just listening to off my phone. Not entirely sure, but it concerned me because it was a divorce court and the judge asked the man in the relationship and said, "Hey, well, what do you expect? What do you expect from this marriage? What do you expect from her?" And then he said, without even thinking about it, without skipping a beat, he said, "Well, I have a list of commandments that I'd like for her to follow." I got to, I think, 3 or 4 before I just stopped listening. But after after hearing this, I'm like, what is real love and support? Like, you know, what are real adult expectations?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing he said, he expected her to cook or learn how to cook like his mother.
But who can cook like your mama? I'm not Miss Liz.
No, nobody. No, don't even try. Don't even try. She'll pull you by your toes.
Okay.
And then
I
want
to go to my page. Go ahead, baby. Okay. I'm listening.
What was the other ridiculous?
He expected her to clean and do laundry.
He expected her to clean and do laundry every day. He expected her to learn how to cook his favorite food because that was his favorite food, and she had to learn. Like, that was commandments. That was expected from him daily. And that's crazy. No, that's not love and support. That's not, you know, being there for someone. That's demanding things and it's being unreasonable. And no one's ever going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't have expectations that you yourself can't meet.
Right.
You know, we're perfectly imperfect. We're going to mess up. We're going to fail. But if we focus on each other and what we bring to the table as opposed to what we want from the table. Right?
Say it again. New shirt alert.
If we focus on what we bring to the table versus what we want from the table.
And you want to know what? That just leads back to people saying, in a relationship, when you guys first meet, well, what do you bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, unfortunately, this day and age, a lot of people take advantage of that. A lot of people take advantage of, well, what do you bring? Or what can I get from this person?
So are they being realistic when they're asking, what do you bring to the table? Like, do they really want to know what you're bringing to the table? Or are they asking what you're bringing to the table to see how it would benefit them?
Well, what do you guys think? Do you guys think people are asking these things realistically? Do you think these people are just expecting to kind of get another form of payment? Get, you know, hey, look, as far as what you can bring to the table, is it monetary? Mm-hmm. Like, when you ask that question, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody says, yeah, love and support. Yeah, being there for people. But in real life, what do you expect? Like, what are these things are? You can say, yeah, being there. Well, what does that mean?
What does being there mean?
Like, what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does love's an action word? What actions include being there? Or what does being there include? What actions are included in being there for someone?
And that just dates back to what Brother Ron said earlier when he said weathering the storm. Remember? He said weathering the storm.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be, you know, what do you bring to the table? That can definitely be one. Yeah, that comment is taking a minute to pop up, but that's okay. Because we have a new comment, but it's not flowing through.
So,
My brother Ron said that.
yeah, but we it's essentially we have to, in this day and age, we have to be realistic, you know. So what does what
Tracy is saying
typo?
yes, probably a typo, but she's saying yes.
So, you know, this day and age, what does it look like?
What does love look like? What does love look like? Not even in a relationship or in a marriage, but what does love look like? What does support look like? You know, I know a lot of people, they say, you know, or at least business wise, you know, if you can't buy something from me, you're not supporting me, or you're not, you know, you'll go buy XYZ from some people, but you won't buy the same thing from me, so you're not supporting me. And I have the pleasure of watch. I'm sorry, Brother Ron. That's why it took so long, Brother Ron. You got that comment up there. Brother Ron says, I have the pleasure of watching the both of you in person and the chemistry that you have towards one. Okay. Sorry, guys. One second. And the chemistry that you have in each other's shoes, how much you love each other, and if people can see the chemistry that y'all have, allow yourself to continue to see the chemistry in each other. Yes. If people can say, because we have people that say the couple of the year,
Really?
and
Who are those people? Because I don't know
Brother
who they are.
Shanti,
Oh, okay.
so they'll say, you know, the couple of the year. Come on, Trey, I need you to chime in because you and Mr. Ralph, Tracy and Mr. Ralph, is the funniest married couple you will ever meet in your entire life, and I can literally go over there and be over there for hours and just sit around them. So thank you for dropping those jewels, Tracy. Tracy said yes. Knowing when you fall, your partner is there to catch you when you fall. So here's the question. If he does not catch me when I fall, is that considered he does that mean he doesn't support me? If you don't catch me. If you don't catch me when I fall, if I'm going through something, right? Which it is that we all do, right? We go through things. So if we are together and I fall and you don't catch me, does that mean you don't support me?
Well, again, what does that mean? And then, you know, a lot of this stuff is really, really personal stuff like that. You don't have to go into details, but this whole thing is to get people to just think in a different perspective and think, okay, well, what does this mean? Like, what does love mean? What actions is it? You know what I mean?
But wouldn't
So
love mean? I'm sorry, Papa. Go ahead.
If you weren't there to catch them when they fell, right? Were you there to help pick them back up? You know what I mean? Because people are going to fall. In life, you're going to fall, stumble, and knock yourself out. Is that person, you know, running up behind you with some ice? You know, is that person running up behind you saying, giving you other options or giving you ways to get back up? You know what I mean? Is that person supporting your business, whether monetarily, whether, you know, just encouraging you? Hey, look, you haven't done this in a long time. Hey, look, you know, what's wrong? Is everything okay? You know what I mean? We don't do that, and we need that, especially when we're trying different ventures and different things, and we're not just living life, like we're not just going to work. You know what I mean? We're just saying, hey, we're out here fighting. So if we're fighting and we're doing all of these things, you know, what is it? What are the actions? You know, I fight with her all the time. You better get back in that basement and start making those t-shirts. You know what I mean? She loves doing that. You know what I mean? She loves doing that. That's her happy place. But sometimes life happens, and you have to shift things around. But you also have to remember to come back to what you love.
But the love in that is, Papa, is that you don't let me go for too long. I'm not going for too long. So Princess says, no, it just means to communicate to or show how to fix the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely, definitely agree. So that is the love and support. That can be what it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, loving and also supporting is saying like, okay, babe, what's going on? You haven't been downstairs. A prime example. I haven't created in a while, right? So, and Papa just spoke about that. So, but I haven't created in a while, right? So I haven't created anything. You know, I was being the supporter to my man, who's out there doing what it is that he is supposed to do to make sure we're okay. I have been the supporter. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to get, you know, a part-time job or whatever, because we got this marriage thing coming up. You know, we got so much that we're going to do. And he said, well, why don't you go back downstairs? Or he said, I think you should go back to your business, but I'll support you in whatever you do. So that's what he said, right? So I said, okay. So a couple of days ago was my first time back. If you guys, I went on Facebook Live and talked about, you know, my trauma with TikTok and, you know, what kind of took me out of the realm of wanting to continue to do what it was that I loved so much. And then yesterday went on live and was able to go on live and, you know, just have the support of all of my friends. They were sharing and posting, and, you know, somebody was on there with me for probably like 3 hours. Suzanne was there. Mm-hmm. You know, just like, you're making this stuff and let's do it, you know. But the point is, he supported that, and he said, I need you to get back downstairs and do what it is that you love.
I even cleaned the basement.
Y'all. Okay, even clean the basement just to get me back, because it's so easy for me to lose focus. Like, if stuff is too junky, if I don't clean up enough after I finish doing, you know, what it is that I'm doing inside of my work area, I can lose focus and things like that. And he's like, nope, let's get back, let's do it. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, let's do it. And I think that I do the same thing. Every week, y'all, Papa comes up with this with this new business. Hey, you want to do this? I'm like, sure. Uh-huh. Let's do it. What do you want to do?
Yeah, at this point, we have what, 4?
We have a bunch of businesses under our belt. You know, we have a lot of things that we do. Our brother Ron says, I believe that there's times that a man or the woman can catch you, whether you fall. Then there's wisdom. This is a solution that God can only catch you. Yes. Mm-hmm. In marriage and ministry, while we are on the couch with the Rosarios, we will discuss that as well, because there is times where we have to be quiet. And I've learned that in relation standpoint. You know, we wasn't even fiancés yet. And you know, and I learned that. I'm learning, you know, every day. There's times where I just need to be quiet. There's times where I can't say what it is that I want, you know, to say. Or there's times where I just have to wait. And then he'll come to me and he'll say, okay, now, what was it that you wanted to say? Because sometimes we're at a certain place where we can't accept what somebody is saying. Does that mean that you're not supporting me? No. Sometimes your support is just to listen. One of my girlfriends say, whenever somebody asks her something, she says, do you want my opinion or do you just want me to listen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is the ultimate form of support. What do you want? And in this moment, what do you want from me? Because if I start talking and that's not what you needed at this point in time, then it can go left. Or if I'm quiet, but you wanted me to give my opinion, then it can go left. So what do you want from me?
Yep, absolutely. I think that's a really good question. You know, do you guys have any questions or...
Yes. Do you guys have any questions? Because we are coming up on the hour. Baby, our first hour is almost done. Yay. So we are coming up on our first podcast/Facebook Live is done and in the books. We're going to try to come to you guys 7:30. We were waiting for the computer to update.
Yeah.
New laptop. So we were waiting for that to update. But we will be here. We will have a new topic, almost a new topic every week. We're going to try to get some guests, some other married couples on here as well. We have sponsorships available. You guys are looking to sponsor the podcast so we can do some things, so we can bless some businesses, so we can bless some people. We will definitely do that. One of the things that you guys can do today is just constantly give us some hearts. If you give us hearts and thumbs up, our algorithm will be seen. So we'll be able to be seen. People will be able to watch us. People will be able to find us. If you guys can hashtag the Rosarios, that would be awesome. That is the hashtag for us, the Rosarios. So, yeah. So great. So grateful.
Also, send us any topic ideas, anything that you guys want to talk about. Yeah. That helps too.
That definitely helps us. That will definitely help us a lot. So, on the love and support, you guys definitely showed up and showed out for us. So we are so grateful for all of the people that popped in, for all of the people who said what it was that they felt and how they felt for tonight's podcast. We have a new comment, baby. And for everyone who is listening in, thank you so much. This was a great first. Yes. So I am so happy. Papa always sends things inside of the, inside of our text, you know, like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. And I thought that today would be a great first time, to do it. Cause for one, remember to make time for one another. Yes. Remember to make time. That is love and support. Remember to make time for one another. And if that time just means just sitting there while they watch TV.
So, I mean, you got to remember to make time, but also appreciate the time. I think it's in this day and age, everyone is running, you know, and I mean, I don't know what your schedules are like, but our schedule is always full. So, do we go out every night or every week, or do we do specific days or times that we go and do stuff? Not really.
But we used to.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we need to do is understanding the switch or flowing with the transition. Because before we got the many businesses that we have, we did so much. We was always out. We were always eating. We gained those 25 pounds quick. You know, the couple. Because
we were spending money, but we gotta go ahead and play Bishop one more time and just do what he told us to do and grow with each other. And a lot of times, you know, people were saying, "Hey, look, you know, we got to do this. We got to make time. We got to make time for each other." No, we don't have to make time for each other because you guys are always together. You just got to appreciate the little times and make it fun. Mm-hmm. It can't be, you know, work, like getting up in the morning and ironing and making breakfast because you guys are trying to lose weight together and trying not to eat fast food all the time. Make it fun. Hey, look, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to start this. You go do this. All right, I'm going to run to the basement. You need anything? I'm going downstairs. You know, a lot of times you make all that stuff work. It's a labor of love. It does not have to be work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should love your labor of work, of love. You know what I mean? You love the person that you're doing it with. You don't have to go out all the time. You don't have to go and spend money all the time. You know, you can light the fire pit and sit at the outside. You know, And we've done that several times. So it's just, we have to be able to appreciate the times, you know.
Don't make the time that you guys spend together a chore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Princess Diamond says, yes, you don't have to be around each other to be with each other. And that is 1,000% correct. One of the things that Papa that we do is we love Supernatural, right? We love The Flash. We love marathons. So we'll come home and it's like, hey, you just want to lay on the couch and just watch TV? And we will literally Taco Tuesdays. We will literally sit here and just watch TV together. Or Papa's working, right? He has a very, 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 did I say very demanding job, right? So he'll be working. And I'll just be there, right? And just to do this while he's working is my time. Because I know that he's busy. And I know learning each other's love language. Yes, we're going to talk about that as well. Learning each other's love language, right? So Brother Ron said, yes, he does. Okay, so, you know, just being here. And this is support for him. Because sometimes he be so livid. You know, Papa start speaking in his native language and can't understand what he's saying. And I'm just like, all right, Papa, let's bring it back. Don't let him get to you. Don't let him get to you. But that is love and that is support as well. Sometimes he doesn't want anything. You know, give Papa a Pepsi, give Papa a Diet Coke and the Diet Coke. And that's good enough for him. That is his leveling, because I know that you know that I've been so busy that I could not get this right now. So thank you, baby. Thank you for getting that for me. Or I'll go to the store, right? I'll go to the store, and every time I go to the store, I'm like, come on, mama, we got to go get Papa soda, because if he don't have his soda, it's going to be a problem, right? So coming in the house and just having that soda, that makes him happy. That makes him happy. So that is love and that is support, because at the end of the day, he ain't got that soda, you know. So just doing that. So, and I just love touch. I am touchy. So like right now, this is the best time, because this is pretty much all we do. This is pretty much all we do. The little things. Yes, absolutely. Definitely.
And yeah, we, there is a book called The Five Love Languages.
Mm-hmm.
I think we discussed that.
Yes, a over long the phone time ago. When we did
first
that.
Met.
Yep.
You know, I think when we first met, one of the things that we said, or we promised that we were going to do, is we were going to put everything out in the open and just be honest about everything from the beginning. And The Five Love Languages, it's a book. I forget the name of the author, but one of my favorite books. We actually can use
that as well.
Put the actual love languages up there and do that and discuss that at a future date.
So yeah, we definitely discuss the love languages. So because they are very important. The love languages are very, very important. So you're right. So we will do that. We will bring that into the show, into one of the On the Couch with the Rosarios, right? Marriage and ministry. So I keep saying marriage and ministry, because we are getting ready to get married, but we're not only married to each other. I'm married to whatever ministry is inside of him. And he's married to whatever ministry that I already have going on. Yeah. And the future
she
ones.
She dance. I can't dance. You don't want to see me dance. And you thought Chandler was bad. That, no. The kids kicked my butt yesterday on Just Dance. It was crazy. My little 7-year-old and 10-year-old whipped my behind.
I said, you're not moving your legs?
No. What in the world?
He was just moving his arms.
I was just trying to win the game. You can move my legs.
And the Nuggets was killing them. Okay? The Nuggets were definitely killing them. So that'll be something else that we will talk about. You know, how to just have a blended a family, a mixed family, and how does that work as well?
We don't have a mixed family. They all mine.
And the same here. They're all mine. But we know that. And I think the reason why we make it work, because we say that they're ours. There's no steps here. And I say that all the time. There are no steps here. Those are my nuggets. And that is exactly how it's going to be. And that's just that. And when you have that, you go about it differently. And you go into it differently. Because there is no steps. There's no steps. Right? When you have steps, you skip them.
We're going to remember that when we're going to there to go clean the room?
Oh, no. When it's time... Nope. When it's time to clean the room, that's all you, baby boy.
Thanks.
That's all. You're welcome. You are welcome. We thank you guys so, so much for being here. We thank you guys. So, you know, what's coming down, baby? What are some things to come? We're going to have topics, and we're going to have guests, and we have about 10 minutes left. So we're going to have some guests. We're going to continue to just talk to you guys. And as we go along, as we move into this thing of called marriage.
I mean, and it's not going to always be hard-hitting topics or things that we'll just come on and say hi and talk about the latest movies or stuff like that. You know, life isn't always hard. It's not. I think... especially with this topic, a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's hard, or that's a hard question. And it's only a hard question because it's not a question that we deal with all the time.
Right.
You know, a lot of people get into marriages and don't even ask that question. And, you know, you get into this marriage and you're like, wait, so I'm sorry, what? What are you, what? You expect me to do what?
What?
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, didn't we do this before? Like, how did you get your laundry done before?
Well, you went to people and let them do it for you.
Yeah, I had this little lady I used to go to. She lasted through a few girlfriends.
So that was how he had his laundry done. Meanwhile, you know, I did my laundry.
Absolutely. And then I got a... I got a whole washing machine and dryer, and still was sending it to my little friend over there.
Absolutely crazy.
Because you know what? She sorts it and folds it in the bag. So I would take my bag and put it in my bedroom. I'd take the kids' clothes and put it in their bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I had the time, I would take it out the bag and put it nice and neatly in the drawers. So, yeah, yeah.
Whenever you had the time?
Oh yeah.
So how often did that happen?
No, I don't know. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
I remember when we first started dating. And I went downstairs to wash clothes. I said, "Well, the kids are always so clean. What happened? You just was buying stuff.
Was it?
Oh, he just stopped doing laundry. Buying everything. So when it was time to wash, I said, oh my God, I'm going to be here forever.
She was there forever.
I was there forever.
It was like, what, six? It was like 6 weeks. It was 6 months.
It wasn't 6 months. No, it was,
felt
no.
Like 6 months.
It felt like a year. That was laundry every day. And I was like...
And she did.
And now we're here.
Yeah. And we're still here.
Still doing laundry. It's not as much. Thank God. On the schedule. We get it done. I try to stick to the schedule. So let's discuss that. With gender roles. That'll be something that we will bring up. We have no gender roles. And how does not having gender roles make relationships... so much better.
You know what? Rewind back, because actually we kind of do have some.
Like what? From where?
Trash. I don't let you take out the trash.
Well, no, but I take it out of the trash can, and sometimes I sit it out back. Mm-hmm. You don't let me take it to the curb.
Mm-hmm. What else? I think that's it. And I do all the outside.
You cook.
I do all the outside stuff. But no, I'm talking about like stuff that are normally in the realm of men doing, like the trash.
Cooking is not normally in the realm of men doing.
I know.
Normally the females would do the cooking. Normally the females would do the cooking. And I think one of the things that works for us is that you love cooking.
Also love eating. Just throw that out there.
You throw it out there that you love eating too?
Yes. Pineapple cake.
So guys, well, it's definitely letting us know that this time up is an hour for the podcast online. So I'm so grateful for that. So we will get more time, I think, once we start to move along. But we want to thank you guys so much for coming in. It looks like everything is getting ready to go kapoof. So please be sure to like us, follow us, Papa. We're getting a Rosario's page, right?
Yeah.
So we will have a Rosario's page that will be coming soon. So then we'll just be able to do things from there. Okay, so yes, Brother Ron, definitely the single podcast, the single life podcast, definitely, and other singles, and how to still do things in your singleness. Mm-hmm. So we will discuss that as well, because I think, you know, we both were single for a while. I was pretty much single for a while before we started dating, and how to do things in your singleness, because that's going to help as well. So we thank you guys so much for coming. If you guys can please continue to give us some hearts and some thumbs up. If you guys can head on over, we are going to, I'm actually probably going to change this podcast, change the name to the Rosario's, so then I don't have to switch too much stuff around. So you guys can find us there to listen in. Let us be your conversation at the Water Fountain. Is this the Water Fountain Talk at work? Yeah. Are we still having those conversations?
Do we still have water fountains?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, get up.
Yeah, we still have water fountains.
Dandelion.
Our friend baby is over here. We're looking at him like, are you okay, dude? So, yeah, let us be your Monday morning topic conversation. So, we appreciate you guys so much. You have been seated, or thank you for sitting with us with the Rosarios. We love you all. There's absolutely nothing that you guys can do about it. And we will be here next week.
Same time, same place. Well, not really the same time. A little earlier.
We're
late this time.
Yeah, so we'll try our best to be here. And we will continue to move on. Prayerfully, by that time, the Rosarios will be up. We'll be able to cross it with that. So then you guys can just go ahead and like that as well. Any suggestions, please feel free to drop it below or to inbox me. Okay, any sponsorships, please do the same. We would love to shout you out, you know, to do some sponsorships and things of that nature to just help grow and grow the kingdom. Again, we love you guys, so thank you so much for joining us. Papa, you have anything to say?
Good night.
Good night, guys. Bye.